to Friday. You come up a little short to Rhode Island, 34-17. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, I thought we, came out with the right mindset and did a really nice job the first quarter. Went down the field on offense, 12 plays, 75 yards, and scored on that first drive. So that was great. Just to get some, get some things going there in the run game and the pass game. Second quarter, really made some costly mistakes in terms of unsportsmanlike penalty that really set us back on our kickoff, and then gave up a 20-yard kickoff return, which they Rhode Island went down and scored. So hats off to Rhode Island. I mean, that's a great football team, and they really played well the entire game, and we didn't help ourselves with a couple costly mistakes in the second quarter. And then never really were able to respond in the second half. So, a lot to learn from, a lot to build off.
Obviously, that game got moved to Friday night when you knew that the storm was approaching. How much, when did you know that that was a possibility, and how much did that affect your game plan, if at all?
Yeah, we found out around noon, I believe it was in early afternoon on Wednesday. So, from there, we really were able to just adjust our Thursday, Friday schedules to combine those for Thursday morning. So luckily we practiced in the morning, so we're able to get our Wednesday practice in. Really, we didn't change much there. And the players did a great job. Staff did a nice job just adjusting. And as you know, once it gets to Friday afternoon, you're ready to play football. So I thought everything was really smooth. I thought our athletic department did a nice job just getting the game to Friday. And the way the weather turned out, it was the best move just with the hurricane-like weather and the power outages up here on Saturday.
Yeah. Got a question this morning from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, how you doing?
Doing well, Larry. How are you?
Good, thanks. Listen, just obviously the offense after that first drive, you did have one other in the second quarter, but second half, 57 total yards. 3 for 11 on third downs. I mean, what do you do now with the offense? Do you look at personnel changes, different schemes, or how do you get that on track so you can have some be more consistent on the offensive side of the ball? Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we we've been strong in bursts, whether it be FIU in the second half, the third quarter, or really at there's a couple series in the North Dakota State game and then this game. So I think it's just, continue to find ways, get the ball in the hand of our playmakers. I think our running back group has done a great job, Tristan Keenan and John Gay. We were able to protect better on Friday. So it gave Derek, time to make some throws. But I think it's, it's continuing to find ways to get the ball to our playmakers and guys that can, make defenders miss in space and create their own plays. But there's a lot of, even within that as a team and as an offense in particular, there's a lot of fundamental things that we got to continue to work on and continue to do a better job with because, there's simple run plays there that we got to execute better.
Jordan, defensively, you guys, 8 tackles for loss. You forced a couple of turnovers, including that fumble that set up your, second touchdown to give you the 14-10 lead there in the second quarter. How did you feel like those guys played overall?
I thought they did a nice job. I mean, outside of, first or second down, we were better, and we were better keeping the ball in front of us. Third down, we struggled on each side of the ball, and Rhode Island does a great job on offense on third down. And, we weren't able to get off the field or keep drives going on offense. So there's a lot of good things to pull from defensively, the way we've been playing. And I think, giving a full week of prep now, not a shortened schedule coming off two games, we'll be in a much better place to sustain playing throughout the game. And that's really what we need to do is, play better in those middle parts of the game, those second, those third quarters. So we can put ourselves in position to win in the end.
You had some pretty good individual efforts, starting with Darius McKenzie, 11 tackles, a couple tackles per loss. Xavier Holmes, also a nice night, got in the backfield with 3 tackles per loss. Just talk about those guys' ability to put some pressure in the backfield.
Yeah, Darius, I mean, is a football guy through and through. I mean, he's always watching tape and, in here in the office, and really has gotten better each week to start the season off. So excited about the progress he's made, and he'll continue to make. He plays on four special teams units as well. I mean, he's a guy who doesn't leave the field. And Xavier Holmes, the guy who really in his sophomore year now, third year here in the program, is getting the start and making the most of it. So really excited about the progress they've made. And, those guys will be leaders in our defense in years to come as well.
Offensively, you touched on the night Tristan had. He was 82 yards, a couple of touchdowns. And then Joe Gillette, a guy that we haven't really talked about a whole lot, comes up with six catches for 42 yards. Talk about the night he had.
Yeah, Joey, we're really excited to have Joey here. He came to us, back in, I think it was May, and he's been a great addition to this team. Hardworking young man, does all the right things, and he's continuing to get healthy. He had a quad injury to start the season and end of camp, so you're seeing him at his best, and he'll continue to get better, as he integrates more into the offense and gets more reps. So Tristan is just such a mature young man who is only going to get better. There's some mistakes there that young guys make. He's a passionate player. He had the unsportsmanlike penalty. There's a time, but there's things to grow from, things to learn from, and excited about the progress he's making.
Looking ahead to Saturday, you guys are on the road against the preseason league favorites in William and Mary. As you've started to dive into them, talk about some of the challenges that they present for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a big physical team, in all three phases, and just seeing them, how efficient they are running the football. We're going to have our hands full there, keeping them contained and keeping things in front of us. They got a great quarterback group, running back group as well, and an offensive line that moves really well. And, that will be a huge challenge defensively. I mean, they are a very sound defense with a lot of passion. Their defensive ends, as we all know, are some of the best in the country. So their ability, to get off the field. I mean, I think they've only given up four third down conversions on the entire year, which is unheard of. I've never seen that. I think they've held their opponents at 12% on third down. So this is a very good football team, and obviously they're the defending champs, and they went deep into the playoffs. So what a great challenge for us. We played, this will be our second top five team we played in the country, and excited to get down there and for this game.
I know you're a defensive guy, so just kind of following up on that, as you said, everybody knows what great pass rushers they have on the end with Lynn and Pius. But when you're putting up the numbers that they are over the last couple of weeks, there's got to be more than that. What makes that defense as a whole so strong?
Yeah, I mean, even like looking at their safeties, I mean, just their secondaries, are their physical players. They're able to cover ground, get on top of routes, keep things in front of them, which, so they're not leaving a lot of holes for you to take advantage of. And I think their ability to play together is what they're, is obviously the culture they have. And you see that on tape.
You touched on it a little bit, but you guys have certainly, I know you well enough to know 0-3 doesn't feel very good, but you guys have played, as you said, an FBS game, and now this is a third straight ranked FCS opponent that you're taking on. How challenging has this schedule been, and do you feel like despite that, your team is making strides in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing for us is like, just stacking days, being able to focus on just improving daily. It's about us. It's about Maine football. It's about the guys that are here. It's about just showing that growth and learning from our mistakes and continuing to get better, because that's all we can do. We have to go back to work, and we have obligations and commitments that we all have, players and coaches, and that's what we're doing. And I'm excited about what's to come for this team, because we have a great culture here, and you know, I know we're strong and we're able to take whatever comes next.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Williamsburg, and we'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. See you next week.
All right, see you. Thank you.